have you been? What have you done? Why did you leave my life for 3 years?
Well, since we last spoke, we made a second album, Exile. We toured that around the world. Well, yeah, around the world. And then we took a year off to make this next album, Surrender. And we spent the last year, 2014, I guess, making it and pulling it together. And now we're ready to go again.
Compared to the last two albums, this is getting even more pop. Why? I mean, not that it's bad, but, you know, yeah, I think I'm secretly still waiting for you guys to somehow kind of redagger yourself and show, and show people what you've got. And
there's still time for us to become anything, because there was parts of Exile that are where it sounded extremely heavy, the music, and maybe one day we'll do more of that. But I think all the songs are always pop songs, even if they're like songs like The Road, quite heavily disguised in darkness. They're still ambitious, and this album just happens to be the more positive side of our band. But there's still room in the future for us to go death metal or ska. You never know.
I like that. I like that mixture. Always like that about you guys. The mixture of darkness and positivity. I like that. I mean, even Wonderful Life, which is a very positive song, but it's very minimalistic in its own right, and I like that. I just enjoy that a lot. My other favourite one now is Rolling Stone. Where did the idea to that come from?
It's a very... I'm glad you like that one. It's one of our favourites on the album. It's... I think it has a lot of parts to it that are very hurtsy, if that makes sense. You know, it's like it's got it's quite a dark lyric, but it's also quite positive. It's about a girl who's very defiant and strong. It came about, we actually wrote it in Germany.
Really?
When we were on the road in Germany, and weirdly enough, I think that shows a side, Some Kind of Heaven and Rolling Stone both show two different sides to the album. I guess we encountered a lot of people like that on our travels when we made this album. A lot of people who are troubled, but they're sort of on the run from something, but they've got courage. And I think that the girl in it is half real, half a group of different people we know. You know,
Wings is another song that I thought, okay, now we're almost going to the boy band side. Where did the idea to that song, I mean, musically come from?
Well, it's a big ballad, like, it's kind of, we wanted to try and write a ballad that was positive. We've written a lot of ballads that are quite sad and melancholy and stuff, and we wondered how we could write a ballad that was uplifting, and I think Wings is, it does that job really well. It's very empowering.
And you've got a dance song on it as well. You've got Lights, I think. And that I thought, okay, we're now in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I can imagine seeing you in flares.
I'd like to see that one day.
That's us trying something very different, Lights. Trying to push ourselves in and to create something that the music that we've always loved, like Prince and stuff, but we've never known how to do it until now. You know?
You're singing a really good falsetto. I like that. Never heard you sing that way.
I've just learned how to do it. I've just mastered it, my falsetto.
You can do it live, can you?
Like this.
Yeah. I remember last time I spoke to you, you said to me that, you know, when you started, it was kind of like the last resort, last escape. You didn't think it would happen, and it was kind of like getting to a point where you thought it's ridiculous. Now all that time has passed and you've got three albums almost out, and you know, you people know you wherever you go. Do you still think back to that time?
I still remember it quite strongly, because it's I guess 5-6 years ago now, but there was 6 years prior to that they were fun because we were young, having fun, but also it was hard, difficult times as well. I still remember it quite strongly. But I think it's good because all the great things that happen to us, we're reminded always of where we came from. I think it'd be hard if we just suddenly got successful. It might be hard to deal with mentally, but you can enjoy things and see things for what they are and take things sometimes with a pinch of salt, you know, and just be grateful that they're happening because you remember where you came from. So I still feel grounded.
Did you still live in Manchester, or have you moved it to London or some other place?
London now. We both live in London. It's easier for getting to places.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great city as well, you know. It's Manchester, we were there for a long time, and London's a very... Manchester gets small quite quick when you've been there. And it was a great place for us to grow up and learn to be in a band. But London is one of the best places on earth. There's so much to do there all the time, and you can never have the same day or night twice in London. That's why it's really cool.
You know what? I've asked myself, I think, when I saw you on television for last album somewhere in Germany, I don't know where, but I thought, Theo and Adam, I mean, I remember seeing them for the first album and it was like so easy and they're still having fun. Doesn't it get too heavy when there's like groupies all over the place and things get completely out of hand? And, you know, I mean, two lads who just, you know, had fun and then all of a sudden this crazy thing happening. And I don't know, I just thought like, oh, that's scary.
It's intense and it's difficult, but we've got each other to rely on, you know, and we're used to... We just think it's all quite funny, and we still think it's quite weird. You don't get used to it. It's still a very strange life, so you just got to take it lightly, I think.
Are you still able to have normal friendships, relationships, whatever? I mean, I can imagine it's been so hard when you're on tour. You don't see your friends, your girlfriend goes like, where have you been? What have you done? And you're like, yeah, you know, I'm on tour. I've got things to do.
It all depends on how long you tour, because if you tour... Like, I think we've learnt to sort of, we control it a bit more these days. When we did Happiness, we toured a few months too long, and that was when it can get a bit dark like that. And that's when we actually wrote Exile. So songs like The Road and stuff came from probably touring a bit too long. But if you, I think like 2 years is the limit, but Happiness we did like three.
Yeah.
It was too... Because we were touring before, we were doing gigs before the album came out, the first one. So we were pretty done for by the end of it. But if you tour the right length of time, then it's great.
I read an article the other day, I don't know where it was, but it says like that, you know, loads of bands suffer from kind of post-traumatic kind of...
I read it.
Yeah.
The Guardian wrote
it. Yeah, I think it was The Guardian.
I thought it was such an interesting piece because there's elements of it that I really relate to because if you tour too much, you get institutionalized to touring life where everything revolves around you, where your days are warped. And this is not in a negative way. This is like the reality of it.
Mm.
And then sometimes when all that's gone and 3 years have gone by and you go home and you have to go to buy some oranges from Tesco, things get a little bit weird. And I can totally see why hard touring bands and musicians anyway are probably more vulnerable emotionally. Creative people tend to be. I can totally see why certain musicians would crack.
Well, you have like a stress. I think a lot of it's probably explains why musicians and touring musicians either drink, take drugs and everything, because the problem is it's adrenaline. Adrenaline's so addictive. When you do shows, adrenaline is, you get such an extreme amount of adrenaline from shows that you can't get in real life. It's very peculiar, and you do that every single night, and then you go home and you get zero adrenaline. Well, you just nothing happens. So you get people get very restless and constantly have to do this. It's a strange balance, but I think the way to deal with it, I think, is to accept that it's not. Don't treat it as two different worlds, I think. Definitely. Is the only way to do it, because you can't balance. There's no balance involved. You have to treat them as the same thing.
Yeah, plus I think also, I can imagine it being so hard if you've got a family, like if you've got kids or whatever, and you come home and they've got their life and their their rules and everything. It's like, you know, they've got their institutionalized way of life, and you come in and you have nothing to do there, and you feel like you're not part of it.
Yeah. I think any musician in their 20s would really struggle to balance that, like a family at home. I can see how you can, once you get more experienced and you get control of how much you tour, I can see how it can be done, and it is possible, but it's really difficult when, especially when everything's new to you. Like for us, when we toured Happiness, everything was new. We went to 50 countries, and every one of them was a new experience. So when that's happening to you, the only way to do yourself justice is to really just take advantage of every opportunity and have an amazing time and try not to think about what's at home. But I think once you get older and you tour less, you can balance it. But it's hard. I can see why, because for me, when we got signed, I had a girlfriend, I had a house in Manchester, and within a few months I could see it was all just not going to work. Okay. And she knew it as well. I could feel it not, and that didn't work out. And then I had the best time of my life for 3 years.
I think what it is is what it is. You know, you've got to just. I think it's from the outside. It is, people see that there's two different worlds, and if you're not, don't understand it. But we've done it for so long now that it's an alternative lifestyle to regular people. You know, you don't. So I think you have to just judge it. You almost have to. You can only really judge yourself amongst other people that do similar things, because as soon as you start to compare your life to people that have regular jobs, it becomes a huge distance, and you sort of, the whole thing becomes really strange. So just got to ease into it.
Do you still get anything out of it? I mean, you don't get anything out of the country. You see like live venues, and you see radio stations, silly journalists asking the same questions that get on your nerves.
Yeah, but we meet people every day. We meet new people every single day of our life, and we get to, we only see countries in small amounts. You know, we see like a little bit of Cologne, and then we come back and see a little bit more. And so you slowly get used to the world, which is it's a cool way to do it.
Cologne's a great, it's probably my favourite of all the German cities.
Very beautiful.
It reminds me of, like, this area reminds me of Paris or something.
Yeah, very true.
Different to some of the places we've been.
It's very calm place as well, Cologne.
What's going to happen live? You know, any changes in the live show?
I think we will. We've got gospel choir on this album.
Wow.
Throughout the album, actually, a lot of use of choirs, so perhaps they'll be involved in some way. Something to take it up another level. We've just got to try and keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger until the show becomes like some sort of theatrical event.
Yeah, next time you're not going to even bother looking at me like, who's she?
We'll be flying from the ceiling and stuff next time.
It'll be Cirque du Soleil. We'll just be like hanging from tight ropes and stuff. And
yeah. There's some interesting songs on the bonus. The bonus tracks are interesting for us. Weight of the World and Police Woman.
Police Woman, what was that all about?
It's another tale like Rolling Stone, but it's a song we're really proud of. The deluxe side of the album shows a different, completes it. You know, it's for us. It's very much part of it. So there's hopefully something for people that like the first two albums, and there's lots of parts in it that are like Happiness and some, and I think there's also bits that push it forward. So I think that's what makes it exciting.
Because there's a lot of polarities on it. Some of it is, like, you got a song like Lights, which is as far to one side as we can go, really. And then you can offset that with Rolling Stone, which is, you know, more of sort of traditional hurt. So there's I think there's enough on there to please older fans, and like enough on there to sort of capture imagination of new listeners.
I so can't wait to see you guys live again. But you have never kind of surprised anyone by playing, I don't know, Magazine or Moscow.
Not yet. But they're just a part of our journey through music, you know. Those songs we wrote early in our lives, they're all just part of a bigger journey, which we still feel like we're on. We always still feel like we're learning.
It's part of what you do. I mean, just as much as Rolling Stone, just as much as Wings, just as much as as wonderful life. I think it's that's what I like about you. I think that's such a, if people have known what you've been doing for the last, well, let's say 5 or 6 years or even longer.
10 years now.
10 years now. How did it all actually start? What happened? I mean, was it, did it come out of the blue? Did you grow up together or?
No, we just met randomly on a night out after at the outside near 42nd Street, the nightclub. We just started making music straight away. It was 10 years ago, nearly. And we weren't friends before. We just started making music. We're sort of just used to it. We've not known any different. We've, our lives have been sort of the same for 10 years. We've seen each other most days and we've worked together most days. So it's just the same.
And you haven't killed each other, which is great. I mean, look at Oasis. They're even brothers and they haven't kind of...
I think with brothers, the difficult difference with brothers is brothers can punch each other and everything's okay after half an hour. And nobody gets involved. If brothers fight, nobody gets involved. Nobody else gets involved. And they always make up. So Kings of Leon fight all the time and Oasis and stuff. But I think people who are friends in bands don't necessarily do that because it's the relationship's much more different, you know.
Yeah, I'll look at New Order, Peter Hook and Bernard Sumner, which is, I think, awful.
I think, people in bands struggle when there's an imbalance of power, and sometimes that occurs. Obviously, you get
a
on
lot of times.
Obviously, you can get if you're with like the same people, you can get on each other's nerves. That's like personality compatibility. That is. So if like one person writes all the tunes, the other people naturally in the band might feel threatened as time goes on, especially if you get really successful.
Hmm.
But for us, because we do everything 50-50, the songwriting process wouldn't work if it was just one of us or the other. So there's never any built-up animosity, I don't think.
It's a shared goal, it's a shared adventure.
Thank you so much. That was absolutely amazing.